5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, and welcome to the Croc Podcast. Today, we honor one of the most important and influential humans who ever walked the earth. On the anniversary of his birth, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And now, without further ado, we'd like to pause so that we can all hear Dr. King's acclaimed mountaintop speech and channel his last influence to help direct, advocate, and demand equality for our beloved survivors.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hello, Croc Nation. This is your favorite cancer survivorship bus driver, Dr. Tom Iannelli. And what a powerful introduction to today's podcast. On the other side of the glass, Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin.
MLK. That's all I've got to say today. MLK.
So, Croc Nation, today is Sunday, January 16th. It's one day after the actual anniversary of the birth of an incredibly influential person in my life. And Angel, I know you were too young for this. And if you can believe it, on April 4th, 1968, when I woke up that morning, I woke up to the news. Now, in those days, there was no internet, there was no, emails, there was no way for news to disseminate fast. But that morning, at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, my father found out of the death of Dr. King. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 8 years old. And I think anybody who was a child of the 60s, with John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King oftentimes grouped together as ambassadors for equality and equity. I think that even if you were a white American going through the civil rights movement and experiencing Dr. King, I think it had a great impact on all of us. And I think that Dr. King, as we celebrate his life sort of today, really not associated too much with the podcast itself, but just to kind of shout out to him, that what he did, the way he did it with peaceful protests is just a great example to us of what you can do when you put your mind to it.
Absolutely. And, it bears without saying that if you haven't had a chance to listen to any of his speeches, and not the ones that we tend to hear the most, I mean, just playing that one was actually the first time for me in its entirety. So to hear that, it brings you almost closer to home because all the things that are happening, in our world today, not to get ahead of ourselves, but more importantly, to know that there was somebody here on this earth that was provided by, the higher power up there. And he was a vessel. He was an archangel. And I was too young for myself to have witnessed him live on TV. But to thank God for the technology today to be able to go back and listen and watch him provide us with what is probably has to be one of the most iconic speeches of that time.
Yeah, maybe of all time.
I agree.
Yeah. So to Dr. King and Angel, I did want to ask you a question about your podcast. You do mention that you actually every year give homage to Dr. King. Is that correct?
Every year I start off with a couple of his quotes. As you know, I was very, very fortunate to do that here on this platform and on this show as well for us. Every year I actually do a different speech. I do the I Have a Dream speech. And I don't just do the snippets. I put about the 5-minute version that a lot of people don't get a chance to hear. So I love doing it. And I make sure that, you know, anybody from our generation continues, but the new generation, because there's not many people that play it.
I think the reason why I picked that particular speech is it's a good segue to today's podcast. And in addition, it's almost spooky. It's like one of those, you know, goosebumps, hair goes up on your neck, back of your neck type of speeches, because he sort of preludes, or what would you say, you know, almost
like a foreshadow?
Foreshadows his own assassination in that speech, which was actually the next day. So, you know, he kind of knew his time was running out. I'm not sure if he knew he was going to be assassinated the exact next day, but really very eerie, to say the least.
And Tom, real quick, if you don't mind me asking, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but just the question pops, do you believe this was exactly 24 hours? Is that correct? Or around that time frame when he was assassinated then, correct?
I think so, because he was assassinated in the evening, and I would think he would have given his speech in the evening. So sounds about right. I mean, you guys can all check the internet, but it sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah. So Croc Nation, we were just finishing our sort of our little montage or our little module on music. I've got the music in me, and we talked about certain songs that might inspire you. And then last week we had RJ Storm on. What a wonderful podcast that was. Wow, what a vibrant person. And he played some music. And I think the take-home message from last week was, hey guys, do you want to learn how to play your own music? Do you would like to learn how to, did you always want to learn to play a musical instrument? It might be a process that might help you in your survivorship. It might improve actually be like physical therapy and actually improve your dexterity. And it might be something good for your mind. Write your own music, write your own lyrics, things like that. We had made a promise, Angel and I, and the board of directors, that anybody who had an interest in trying to find a teacher or trying to come up with some funds to do that, where you might have limited resources, we would be more than happy to help you as always. RJ would also love to help you guys. Not that you guys are going to take up the banjo, but, you know, even if it's the harmonica, which I have a hankering to learn, or whether it be the ukulele or something else, or say you might have taken piano lessons when you were young. You don't have to go out and buy a piano anymore. You can go down to Walmart and buy a $24 keyboard, I guess, and you can play music that way. So it's really not, you know, technology has made it a lot easier for you all. But while I was trying to kind of segue to the next module, I was thinking, well, it's kind of a dead space. It's the middle of winter. It's Dr. King's birthday. We had the Croc board meeting last week. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to just update everyone just on the State of the Union? I'll be doing the annual report soon and go through the minutes and kind of update everybody and give everybody kind of a roundup of as we sort of, and I use that word a lot, right? I have to stop that, sort of get to the end of our first year. So Angel, we have said from the beginning that this first year was an experiment. We did very, very little, you know, to go out there and push the podcast. We did very little to go out on social media. We've met some great people. We've made great connections. We've made great friends with some very special advocates for the cancer survivor. But we haven't really been, you know, trumping the trumpet or hitting the drum. And I think that those days are now over. I think we're maturing. We're getting our voice. The feedback I get is that you're the best co-host on the history of the world. And people tell me I'm the best co-host for your podcast when I happen to be on. So we have a good connection and everybody appreciates that. But all kidding aside, getting back to the connection with Martin Luther King, one of the things, as it is the celebration of his life and his legacy, I thought one of the things we'll do moving forward into the new year is try to basically align our podcasts with contemporary events and what's going on in the world, such as Martin Luther King and equal rights. Things have really changed. We just invited to the board two survivors, one of which is a lovely gentleman of color who is the mayor of Spring Valley, who's a very articulate, educated man from Harvard, agreed to join our board. He's a wonderful cancer survivor, Alan Thompson. And he is now the Croc Equity Officer. So we actually have someone on our own board who is going to try to take a deep dive into, you know, diversity and equity in survivorship. And I think that's awesome. Rebecca Filipowski joined the board. She's an all-star Hall of Fame woman, college basketball player, has twin sons, 7 foot tall, going to Duke and Harvard to play Division I basketball. Rebecca's going to help us with the social media aspect of our podcast to try to get the word out. So getting back to that association with Dr. King, you know, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and I hope that I'm seeing the glory of the Croc podcast, and not glory for me or for you, Angel, or for the board of directors, but rather glory to the survivor to have tools in their toolbox, as you always say, Angel, to get through and survive their survivorship. And that was sort of the analogy with Dr. King. I'd like to go through a couple of things with Croc Nation to kind of fill them in on the State of the Union. And Angel, why don't you start with the podcast metrics?
Not a problem. So, you know, for you out there that have been so supportive in listening to the Croc podcast, I want to bring you back to a couple of interesting points that we had brought up on the board meeting last year. Well, you know, it was last year, but we talked about last year's numbers. So we started the podcast and the journey in February. I spoke with the board and explained to them where we were at. And again, going back to what Tom just said, you know, we were not focusing on downloads, focusing on anything. Our message is our message, which is to get ourselves out there, but more importantly, to create this opportunity for you to know more about the tools that you're going to need. So with that being said, when we started in February of 2021, up until September 18th of 2021, we had about 30 episodes in our bucket, so to speak. And in those 30 episodes, we did 962 downloads. Now, first thing you're saying is, what does that mean? Let me explain. In the podcasting world, it's very difficult to get a lot of downloads. Myself included, just to give you an example, I've been on the air for 4 years. In the first year, I don't think I even was able to get, you know, or actually not first year, let's say the first 6 months, I wasn't even about around 100 to 200 downloads. And we've surpassed that on the Croc podcast. So right there, we almost reached 1,000 within 30 episodes where I have, and remember, we're only on once a week, where on my show, I'm on 5 days a week. And in the beginning, I was almost doing 7 days a week. So I was pumping out many episodes and not getting the downloads that we got here on Croc Podcast. So where does that lead us now? Well, coming back to the meeting, I was able to give you a total numbers between September 19th, which is the next day, all the way until the current date in question, which was around January 2nd. And we were at about 1,526 downloads. Now, obviously, we literally almost doubled our downloads. But this is just a number based off of our main platform like Spreaker. This doesn't give us the overall amount of downloads that we do have on so many other platforms. So right about now, the the number is about 2,500 downloads just on one platform. Think about that. That's 2,500 times people hit play and kept the download, because I focused this metrics only on people that downloaded it and saved it, as opposed to people that just listened to it once and moved on, or they just listen and they don't save. Now we're on the upper numbers, but I wanted to focus in on the people that we honed in on that literally kept the episodes for a purpose. So that's where we are. And our metrics is really taking us to another level where we're seeing numbers such as the demographics of anywhere between 35 to 55. We're not as popular. When I say popular, it doesn't mean they don't listen. It's just, we don't have a big enough number yet between the 18 to 24 demographics. So that's something that maybe we want to think about, maybe talking about some other younger type of topics, which is
what actually, we're talking about. I never want to reach that demographic. I don't want any 18 or 24 year old to have to deal with cancer in their lives, either personally or with their family. So I'm happy with the old people like me, Angel.
True. So, I mean, but again, you know, they're also maybe an untapped resource, Tom, as we're talking this, like right now we're talking.
Yeah, of course. The young people, we make fun of them, the millennials, and the earth is going to explode and blah, blah, blah. But they're pretty responsible. I mean, I find even my kids and other contemporaries of my kids to be actually have more of a social conscience, I think. Than we did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, even though they say 60s was the, important group of people. I'm not sure that this new group of kids isn't going to surpass everybody.
I'm also looking at it from a different point too, Tom. I'm also looking at it as this podcast is not also based, correct me if I'm wrong, as we join this journey together, on people that have cancer. We also have to take on into consideration those that have family members that are dealing with too. So that's what
I understood. Right? And I was just hoping that, we don't want anybody to have to deal with cancer, but the reality is we do, and right. We have to. And so, I agree with you. Yeah.
So anybody between that age bracket may have, unfortunately, mothers and fathers, grandfathers, and they're going to need these tools to be there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And your point's well taken. And I wanted to thank you for sharing those metrics. And I think that what's really incredible about this, for all of you who have downloaded our podcast, for all of you who have listened to our podcast, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we, again, hope you are getting something out of it. One of the things that we're going to be keying on moving forward is more of an interaction with you guys. It's just been kind of a silent association between Angel and myself and the board of directors and our survivors and our podcast people who are listening to us. We want you to reach out to us. We have a lot of resources for you. We offer, I wouldn't say every week, but quite frequently, there might be a book that we might have for you free of cost. You might listen to the podcast on music and want to pick up a musical instrument. We have, a grant program to support that. So we do have a lot of things to offer you guys, not just on the podcast side, but also on the personal side. So remember that the DNA of the Kroc organization is a grassroots, flesh on flesh, person to person support group. And we don't want to lose that, even though we're in the high tech world of the podcast. So Angel, maybe you could tell everyone once again where they could reach us.
Without a doubt. And let me just add on a personal note, just to give an example to all those before I actually lay that out. The one thing about the show being a co-host, you think, just because I don't have a doctorate or anything like that, sometimes I used to think maybe I wasn't worthy to be on this show because obviously I'm sitting next to a doctor. He's going to talk all this terminology. But in reality, I got such an education and a better understanding as to what people are going through and what families go through. And case in point, this last module that we just did was very, very therapeutic for me. Not to put myself out there, but my mother had a car accident. Now, Tom knows that, but Tom didn't know I'm going to bring this up. And having that episode about knowing that music can help me, I found myself playing music when I needed it the most. And driving into work and hearing some of my favorite songs really put me at ease. And I wouldn't have got that if I wasn't a part of the Croc podcast. So for that, I say thank you to you, just for even acknowledging that type of topic.
Awesome. Thank you, Angel.
No problem.
I also wanted to tell everybody, so again, the theme today is shout it from the rooftops, get to the mountaintop to see the future. I really want to start reaching out to you all. We have two nurse navigators who are going to try to penetrate the cancer survivorship networks and try to get us out there face-to-face doing lectures and doing programs. And really importantly, and again, it's not my cup of tea, but the reality is it's out there and it's not going anywhere. It's going to be here for the rest of my life. And that's social media. We have to use social media. We have to tweet and Twitter and all that stuff. And, Facebook it and all that kind of stuff on the wide world web, on the net. We're going to be on the applications. We're going to be everywhere. So we're going to be a little more obnoxious, in 2022. But that's okay. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast on Ross Tucker, the football podcast that I listened to that sort of inspired me a bit. And, Ross has no shame. He has sponsors and he'll be in the middle of the podcast and he'll say, this player kept his quarterback safe, just like, ring alarm system. And then, Ring might be one of his customers or whatever. And he'll go on to do a 20-second, commercial and he'll probably get paid a quarter, to do that. But, but God bless him. He's got no shame. So we're going to become a little bit shameless as we try to get the word out and reach you. And another way, I think, Angel, that we have a goal, and I even put it in the minutes on your plate, is to get us on YouTube, because even though we both have beautiful faces for radio, people want to see us and they want to see, what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts for getting these podcasts on YouTube as well.
So number one, if you want to get a hold of us, we are available on Twitter at CrocVIP. Also available on email. So you can email us through the podcast. And the best way to do that, just to let you guys know too, is to go on our actual website. If you go to our website, it's crocvip.com/podcast. If you forget the forward slash, there is a whole segment on the Croc, foundation. And then there is a spot there for the podcast. Now into YouTube. Obviously, that is the next wave. We have already been pre-recording, as nobody knew that, on video. So a lot of the stuff and all these episodes are going to make their way. And the great thing about it is, here's a exclusive. A lot of it's going to be unedited versions. So all the stuff that we had to take out in the beginning, we're not going to do that. We're going to leave it all on the table. So you're going to get, so those of you that have already heard it, it's not the same. It's going to be an all-out, unedited version where we will actually have some bloopers. We're going to have some fun times. You're going to even see us count it down so you can see us preparing. And it's something that it's good for everybody just to take advantage of and see our true colors, how we are before the camera is turned on and how we hit the, how we act before we actually interact and hit the record button.
Yeah, and I think that another advantage of that, Angel, is that we could even do better teaching. We could share PowerPoints with everyone, and we could actually do, not every week, we're going to, we still want to continue getting all, doing all the hard stuff, but, the important stuff, I should say. But there will be teaching sessions, things where you might need some visuals to help you understand. Yeah. So another great opportunity. Again, coronavirus has done a lot of bad things to us. Yeah. But televisits and Zoom meetings and YouTube really have been a game changer for the good of our society, I think.
Absolutely. And for those of you go, eventually see what we're wearing. Like right now, what I'm wearing I don't know if you guys, let's talk about this. We got to talk about this, man. I'm excited
about
it.
Well, it was so, part of the board meeting. Yeah.
You know, one of the coolest things that I had was, you know, myself.
Best Christmas gift ever, by the way.
Rod and I, you know, for those of you who don't know, Rod, Small Biz Up, we always give a shout out at the end, decided that, you know, since Dr. Iannelli always wears jerseys, well, it'd be only fitting for this man to wear his first ever Croc VIP Groc. You know, the podcast, I'm just so excited. I'm even messing my words up, but the Croc podcast jersey. So we provided him with a Croc podcast jersey and I'm actually wearing mine. He didn't know I bought my own and we're going to be in uniform at times. So it's going to be kind of cool.
Now, are you also number 99?
Yeah, I got everything, man. I got the whole shebang, man.
I meant to ask you, my wife, who's on the board, God bless her, asked me the same question. Are we number 99? Because we began the organization in 1999?
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Correct. I thought that would be a cool idea. We were going to do the year that we started the podcast, but why? This has been going on for so long and we wouldn't be here today without that.
Awesome. No, I love it. And I appreciate it. The other thing that we're going to be working on as we go on, as my 8 timer is going close to 23 minutes, we'll wrap it up in a few. But I wanted everyone to know that it's going to be really important to, you know, like a tri-modality connection with Croc, not just the podcast, not just the YouTube, but also our website. And our website is unbelievable. Thanks to my friend, Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. Thank you. And hats off to you, Rod. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes in the podcast. I'm sorry, in the website.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's really moving in such a great direction. And again, we're pushing everybody to the limits, you know, to make this the best cancer survivorship resource in the universe or in the multiverse, if you're a Spider-Man fan. So I know you're a Batman fan. I know. I get it.
No, I'm a Superman fan, but that's okay.
So anyway, oh, Superman. That's right. I always do that.
That's all right.
That's okay. The other thing, again, we're going to be emphasizing things on the website that you won't see or hear on the Croc podcast. You'll be able to see our board minutes, sort of like we're presenting them to you now. You'll be able to see our annual report. You'll be able to see all the board members that I've been bragging about. You'll see their beautiful pictures and their smiling faces and then a beautiful bio on these people because, oh my God, one person's more, you know, acclaimed or more, what would you say, success. I don't want to use the word successful. I should say more accomplished is the word I'm looking for than the next. We have my beautiful wife. We have Denise, who's got a doctorate and who's done her whole life toward wellness and you know, patients and all that kind of stuff. We have our dear nurse navigators, Jane and Sarah. We have Justin Ryder, probably the best attorney, maybe the only attorney that I respect. No, I'm only kidding. the best attorney in the universe. I have Angel Santana, who has the most unbelievable spiritual podcast in the universe. We have Rod Freeman, just a genius when it comes to, you know, websites and small businesses and things. And then we have our two amazing survivor representation representatives with Alan and with Rebecca. And did I miss anybody? I hope not. I think we got everybody.
I think you got everybody. But you know,
You'll get to know Justin. You'll get to know Angel. You'll get to know Rod and something about them.
And just to put out, Tom, if I don't mind me saying, I've worked, and I know you have too. I've worked in many corporations, never been on a board, but I've dealt with board members. I have never sat down or had dinner like I did with this meeting. And I'm not just saying it because I'm a part of the board, but to be around people that genuinely by heart, by mind, body, and soul really are here because they want to be here and they want to make this happen. Not even about for us, it's for you, the listener, and those that are going to, you know, get something out of it. That right there, you can't make that up. It's no accident that everybody is perfect.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I have to tell you, the Croc organization has always been incredibly lucky to have such accomplished and and caring community members and survivors part of the board. This, and I don't want to say or compare one board compared to the other, but for where we are now, for the direction that the Kroc organization is, for our emphasis on the podcast and providing these tools for survivors, I agree that we have the perfect people in the perfect place that were placed there specifically by God.
Amen.
Amen. Also, I want to let you guys know I'm going to do a much better job trying to categorize our podcasts. Again, trying to put them into learning modules. Remember our four pillars in gender informality. So meaning we want you to feel, when you walk into a doctor's office, we don't want you fearful. We want to quell your fear. We want to make that interaction a bit more informal and a little less stodgy, a little less rigid, and make it a little more comfortable. We want to disseminate information, obviously. We want to encourage approachability, where you feel comfortable approaching your medical team, your cancer care team. And we want you to demand accessibility. We want you guys to be able to have access to your medical team at all times, 24/7, and not get caught up in that terrible, no one's calling me back. What are the results of my tests? I'm dying. No one cares. We're going to change the world, Angel.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. It's going to be awesome. Yep.
And the last thing, Angel, a little just business keeping between you and me, just to increase the quality of the audio quality, we're going to work on trying to expand our technology, maybe get some invest in some more equipment, in order to make the podcast really, totally buff.
I totally agree. I think that, and we have some of it already in place. Unfortunately, with COVID, it's so hard for me for us. And, we spoke about this before. I actually am looking at it right now. I kept looking at it as we're talking. I've got half the tools in front of me. We just got to put them in place where we're going to actually be mic'd up, each one of us. And it's going to sound so much better.
Awesome. And as we round 29 minutes and 44 seconds, I just want to end by saying we're also going to be doing something very exciting for the people who are out there in the Kroc Nation, who are caretakers, caregivers, who actually are nurses and who are doctors. We actually have connected with an organization called CMEify, which means each one of these podcasts, if you listen to them, you could actually get CME credit for listening to them. So we are going to clarify that for your doctors. I'm going to make sure to see if nurses can get their CME, oncology nurses or whatever. But we have a mechanism where you could achieve that by just listening to the Kroc podcast. So Bravo. Very exciting stuff.
Bravo.
Awesome. Angel Santana, have faith. Let it begin. You always have the last word.
I think that the best way I can put it is this. Tom and I went on a journey. And the journey began from just one sit down. We have two individuals that have the same goal, same mindset when it comes to doing right by others, passing the torch, providing one random act of kindness, and touching the life of one person, one episode at a time. If you're here for that, if you're looking for something that's going to bring joy, is going to bring, it's just a spiritual guidance, it's going to bring you medical opportunities, medical clearance, medical toolboxes. If you're looking for the podcast that gives you every ingredient to make the greatest pie that you will ever, ever partake in, welcome to the Kroc Podcast.
Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up, thank you for everything you do for us. To our friends, Michael Benzea, Charlotte Larson, thank you for your kindness and belief in us. To the Kroc Board, this was a love letter to you guys. I should say a love podcast. You guys work your butts off. You guys are an interactive board. You're not a rubber stamp. You guys give me advice. You guys give me criticism. You guys tell me when I'm off base. You guys tell me the things I don't want to hear, but I do want to hear them. So thank you and God bless you. 32 minutes, 6 seconds. Angel Santana, the board of directors, Dr. Tommy and Ellie, on behalf of all of us, we wish you all a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. May God love you. May God be with you. May God protect you. Peace.
we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.